the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father,
dwelling in majesty and mystery, renewing and fulfilling creation by your eternal Spirit,
and revealing your glory through our Lord Jesus Christ,
cleanse us from doubt and fear, and enable us to worship you
with your Son and a Holy Spirit, one God, living and reigning, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Zane, will you carry the Bible out today in honor of your sister Trinity's baptism? Let's sing and as the children go off to Sunday school. Okay, lead them out.
Red and yellow, black and white.
A reading from the book of Genesis, the first and second chapter. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 8 responsively. O Lord our God, how exalted is your name in all the world.
Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens.
You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger.
When I consider you, your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars and the set in their courses.
What is man that you should be mindful of him, the son of man that you should seek him out?
You have made him but a little lower than the angels. You adore him with glory and honor.
You give him mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field.
The birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea.
O Lord,
how exalted is your name in all the world. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order, listen to my appeal, agree with one another, live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
What's in a name? We just baptized Trinity Grace. Later on, the next service, we'll baptize Cade Monray. I asked Lisa and Mark about the name that they had chosen for their daughter, and I got this beautiful story about choosing a name that sounded so nice and had so much beauty just in the words. It represents purity and holiness, elegance and grace. It's a very religious name, isn't it? Trinity. The face of God that shows us hospitality and community and grace, that gift of God that binds us and holds us in love. How very appropriate that we celebrate Trinity's baptism today on the Feast of the Holy Trinity, when we hear Jesus' commission to go and baptize, go and teach, go in the power of that name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our names hold stories. Parents choose names for their children, names that sound nice and names that hold meaning, like Trinity, names that have something to live up to, something to aim for. But our names also tell stories. When I say the name Joanne today, many people will recall this woman who so many have come to love. Just saying her name conjures up for many of us generosity and compassion and love. We could lay out the beautiful items that she has sewed, and we can tell lots of stories about her tireless charity and her concern. Her legacy lives on, not in people named after her, but in the things that she made, and in the lives that she touched, and in the people she loved, especially her children and her grandchildren, especially David and her many friends, especially the church mice and all of us, her church friends. We continue to hold Joanne in our prayers. Some people are named after their parents or their grandparents. My oldest brother's second name is Lee, the same as his father's second name and his grandfather's name. That carries on to the next generation. Two of my nieces are named Lee. My mother's name is Zelda, so we can't expect that that name is what's going to be passed on. Maybe it's something else. You know, sometimes it's not the name, but it's the attributes that we are encouraged to continue to carry of our parents or our grandparents. I think that's why this long creation story is told for us on this Trinity Sunday. The church doesn't want us to forget our name or our heritage. We have been baptized in the name of the Trinity, and indeed we are created in the name and in the image of God, in the very likeness of God. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. We are made in the image of God. We are made pleasing to God. We are created in love and in goodness. We are called to care for this earth, for this good creation, not to dominate it or to abuse it, but we are created to care for this. It's a trust given to us by this God who calls us to be stewards and caretakers of all that God created, of all that God has created that is so very good. Sometimes we forget that. We have changed our name. We call ourselves consumers rather than what God called us as caregivers. We are not consumers of the earth. We are caregivers, caretakers. We forget the trust that we have been given. What's in a name? In his appearance before the ascension, Jesus gives us a name for God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This name, one in three, Trinity and unity, completeness and eternity. This is the name that we are to take into the world. This is the name that we carry out into the world. This is the name in which we baptize and teach. This is the name that makes us disciples. Baptism and teaching go together. That great commission, Jesus didn't only say, go and baptize all nations. Jesus said, go and baptize and teach all nations. Baptism is so much more than just church membership. This isn't like graduation, that it's the end of something. This is initiation. This is the beginning of a walk toward discipleship. Grab your church bulletins that you were given as you came in and look on the top of page 2. It talks about the responsibilities that we have as we walk in this journey toward discipleship. Look at this list of responsibilities on the top of page 2. Let's read them not in reference to Trinity Grace, whom we just baptized, but thinking of your own walk in discipleship. And let me read these questions to you, you who live by the name Christian. How do you live among God's faithful people, coming to the Word of God and the Holy Supper? Are you growing in faith and prayer so that you are constantly learning to trust God? In your words and deeds, in all that you say and do, how are you proclaiming Christ? How are you going about caring for others and for the world that God made? How are you doing as being a steward and a caregiver of this good world and all of its creatures? And how are you working for peace and justice among all people? How are you doing as being a disciple, walking on that journey of discipleship? I'm going to suggest that you take your bulletin home and look over this part again during the week and ask yourself, how am I doing living up to that name that I've been given, that name Christian? How am I doing living up to the image of God in whom I have been created? We have been given a name and an image, Jesus Christ, God our Father, the Holy Spirit. That's the image that we aim for. And if those questions aren't enough for you, if that's enough, not enough to keep you going for the week, you can get this book. I read this on the plane on Friday as I was coming back from my couple days visiting my mother. It's called Real Faith for Real Life. And Michael Foss, in this book, gives 6 marks of discipleship. You can tell a person is a Christian by the way they live. You can tell a person is a disciple by the way they live. And he gives these 6 marks: daily prayer, weekly worship, daily Bible reading, serving in and beyond the congregation, having good and nurturing relationships, and giving a tithe and beyond. It's a good little book. You'll probably hear me referring to it throughout the summer. Matthew says, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. There's a little Greek word, de, death. And it's often translated but, as it is in our translation. But that word, de, can also be translated and. Read that sentence again. When they saw him, they worshiped and they doubted. Those who worship also doubt, like being simultaneously saint and sinner, like being bread and wine and the body and blood of Jesus at the same time. I think that describes us more aptly, saint and sinner, worshipers and doubters. We are the worshiping, wavering community. And it's to us, those wavering worshipers, to whom Jesus gives this commission. It's to us, those wavering worshipers, that this good creation has been given. Our responsibility, we who are made in the image of God, we are the people who stand Sunday after Sunday in need of forgiveness, but who stand Sunday after Sunday and receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ into our own being. It's to us, the wavering worshipers, that Jesus gives this great commission. Go, baptize and teach. Go, be my disciples. Go, carry that name of Trinity into all the world. And don't worry. Jesus knows that we are wavering worshipers. Jesus says, don't worry. I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. I will be with you. Don't worry. Go. Amen.